we use the no certain version or mm-hmm. translation of the Bible, but right. but
do you know the four books that make up the gospel?
You mean Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John?
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah.
You mentioned you went on to school, or after high school, you kept going. Do kids around in the community usually go on?
Yeah, all of them, I think, that can do.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I was the only one of my family that even graduated from high school.
Oh, really?
Other than my youngest brother, went back and got his GED after.
No, he got a diploma.
Well, did he?
He was almost to finish, and he went into the Navy, and he finished when he was in the Navy, and he got his diploma from Centennial High School.
Okay, I wasn't aware of that.
Yeah.
Did you have any military service?
I was in the Navy during World War II.
Okay, because I did the math here, and then I forgot to ask about it.
I was only in for about 18 months, but
okay.
I spent 5 months of that over in the Marshall Islands.
Oh, okay. Is that what allowed you to go to college, or had you already been going?
No, that's what helped me to go,
okay.
Yeah. Hadn't been for that, I probably wouldn't have gone.
Right, because I was thinking, I was kind of curious that you had gone as the oldest, had gone to college, and nobody else had. That's interesting.
He started the school the year our son was in first grade or kindergarten.
Oh, really?
And he's the youngest.
And there was...
It's tough work.
I was out of school 10 years between high school and when I started college.
Oh, okay. That's pretty much the same for me, too. Not quite that long, but it had been a while. Well, that's my hat's off to you. That's hard work, getting back to school, especially with a family.
Hard work for all of us.
Well, yeah, I bet. Yeah, let's burn the midnight oil.
But it paid off.
Good.
I'd tell her, I'm going to quit. I'm through. And she'd say, no, you're not.
Yeah, you need somebody like that.
Well, then, maybe the next week or she'd be the one that wanted me to quit, and I'd say, no, I've gone this far. I'm not quitting now.
That sounds familiar.
Thank goodness we didn't get together on it at the same time.
Yeah, that sounds familiar. You know, you make those sacrifices and you just wonder.
Well, it took him 4 years to get his 2 years at DU. But he worked and...
Yeah. Took me a long time to get the bachelor's. Long time. But once I got that, the rest of it's been a little simpler. Let's see if there's anything else about that. Is there a place that you can go to sort of check out books around here in this community?
They have it's sort of a traveling library, I guess, through the school.
Okay.
Down here. We can check out books. I think most any time during school time, but even during the summer, they have one day a week when we can check out books.
That's good. Okay,
they come from the library.
Yeah, it's a connection with the...
Is it like a bookmobile, or do they actually set them up?
They had a bookmobile that came out here, but now I think they have books down here, and if they don't have what you want, why, then the librarian will pick them up from the library for you for the next week.
And all that's through Pueblo.
Yes.
Okay. So Pueblo has a pretty big influence on this community.
Oh, yeah, you bet.
How long is it? How far is it from Pueblo?
Well...
This time I came from Florence. So.
From right here into the city limits, it's 25 miles.